Telstra's mobile network is recovering from a major nationwide outage. It's affected thousands of customers, disrupted business payment systems, and caused major delays to public transport networks. Dozens of Telstra customers explained their woes on breakfast radio around the country.
It was just SOS mode, couldn't make any calls, couldn't access any internet.
It's flicking backwards and forwards from 5G, it's using my battery while it's trying to find internet.
Using the maps and it just went out all of a sudden, so an SOS only.
Many mobile phone users affected reported having their phone showing emergency calls only, and even those didn't work for some people impacted. Communications Minister Annika Wells says Telstra is checking on a number of people who attempted to call at 000 and were unable to get through.
Telstra tries to call these numbers that are dropped calls. If they're unable to get onto them, they pass those along to the territory and state emergency providers. So that's what's happened now. Those states and territories are running down those welfare checks. Sometimes that takes a while to process through.
And it wasn't just Telstra customers. Other mobile providers that operate on Telstra's network, including Boost, Aldi, Tangerine, Belong and Everyday Mobile, also reported outages. The telecommunications industry ombudsman, Cynthia Gaybert, labelled it a major concern.
It's a significant outage, more than 100,000 people obviously impacted, possibly significantly more than that. It really is having a massive impact on everyone's day-to-day life and shows how essential mobile services really are for us.
However, the outage didn't appear to affect all Telstra's customers, with some reporting on social media they were able to make calls, access the internet, or both. Telstra Chief Financial Officer Michael Ackland apologised to customers. He says the nationwide outage was caused by malfunctioning timekeeping technology.
So the issue is impacting a number of nodes within our network that keep time across the mobile network. And when these nodes are not operating as expected, which is what has occurred, other parts of the network can be affected, resulting in intermittent issues with some mobile calls and data sessions.
Telstra says it has no idea what caused the timer issues. The disruption extended well beyond people's own mobile usage, with major delays and disruptions to train and ticketing services in New South Wales and Victoria, as well as Canberra, while hundreds of traffic lights in South Australia were also blacked out. As for the effects on businesses, with payment systems down, it was tough going, with many resorting to cash payments or facing lost sales. Mark Whitbread runs a cafe in the regional New South Wales town of Bega and says the outage was unwelcome.
Communications like this should never go down. We're in the world of satellites and it just shouldn't happen.
Telstra operates Australia's largest mobile network, providing about 24.9 million retail mobile services as of June last year. The company was fined more than $3 million in 2024 for a network outage that prevented customers from calling 000.